Did you know Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company? They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just quarterback Peyton Manning, I'm also meditating Manning. Omaha. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. You put us together, you get the best show on your radio. It is the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us and tune in. Always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. Like Harry Douglas in 30 minutes, a former NFL wide receiver is going to weigh in about the Jets playing Devontae Adams this Sunday versus the Steelers.
Just integrating them as fast as possible into everything that we do.
And how much of an effect is that going to have on the Jets offense? That comes away in about 30 minutes. Meanwhile, speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Harry Douglas, Guess who took first team reps in practice today at quarterback?
No, don't keep it a secret. Tell me.
I'm not Sierra's boo, her honey, Russell Wilson, taking those first team reps.
My goodies.
Well done by you. Yep. It took first team reps at quarterback today when it comes to Russell Wilson. Now, Mike Tomlin did not give away anything regarding snap distributions following the first practice that they had this week. All he said was, and I quote, "I'm not going to get into the details of how we distribute the reps and things of that nature. It doesn't benefit us. Both guys were full participants today, and I liked it. I like their participation," end quote. Oh, Mike Tomlin, you sly rascal. You not letting anybody know anything, because even last week, when everybody wondered about Russell Wilson's availability, you said,
"At the quarterback position, like I said last week, we were scheduled for Russ to work in totality. He did that. Over the course of the week, I got comfortable with his ability to display his health. Now it's about, you know, knocking the rust off. He did some of that last week. He is in consideration this week. We'll see where that leads us, man. Both guys at the quarterback position are scheduled to work tomorrow, and we'll just walk it day by day, all geared toward putting ourselves in best position to win the football game."
You sly rascal, Mike Tomlin. You know you're going to start Russell Wilson this Sunday night against my New York Jets on NBC at 8:20 Eastern time. So I'm changing the question, Harry Douglas. Not if, but when Russell Wilson starts this weekend,
oh Lord,
for the Steelers versus the Jets, it means what for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
It means it better work out. It really better. If you're 4-2 right now and you're tied with the Baltimore Ravens for first place in the AFC North, and Justin Fields hasn't been a guy that has hurt the football team and actually, I won't say carry, but he's made plays to get you out of bad situations. Mm-hmm. And then if Russell Wilson goes in there versus the New York Jets and he's getting sacked and you have the negative plays and so on and so on, it's going to be a horrible look for Mike Tomlin. So it better work out. That's the blank. It better work out.
Facts. Actual. Factual. What he had to say. Exactly on point, Harry Douglas. I'll fill in the blank this way. When, not if, but when Russell Wilson starts this weekend for the Jets, it means the Steelers are running the risk of starting over with him as their quarterback when you already have a winning record with Justin Fields, who's been a continuity kind of guy. And he's been able to overcome a lot of breakdowns and send to the offensive line by making plays with his legs to get out of pocket and extend plays and maybe make a play throwing or make a play running. Not saying Russell Wilson can't do that. He can't do that to that effect anymore like we're used to seeing. He can't cook that way like we're used to seeing Russell Wilson when he's with the Seattle Seahawks. So whatever the game plan is going to be, it's going to change because there's certain parts of that game plan you cannot put in and have Russell Wilson do the same things that Justin Fields was able to do. I never thought a team that is rolling pretty good with the way they play defense and the way they've been able to run the football, Najee Harris has been terrific along with Justin Fields running the football. You're taking an element away from your running game by essentially starting over at this point in the season by having Russell Wilson as your quarterback. You're exactly right. They better not lay a massive egg when it comes to Russell Wilson, not if but when he's going to start on Sunday against the New York Jets. Because if he does, Mike Tomlin being that Shakespeare wordsmith, that is not going to save him on Monday if Russell Wilson, when he starts, does not perform like he's supposed to on Sunday night.
Well, I think, you know, one of the positives to doing this, if you're Mike Tomlin, you say to yourself, okay, now, you know, Jeff Ubrich and company, who's now the head coach, who was over the defense previously for the Jets, they have to prepare for two guys. My thing is, if Russell Wilson is the quarterback now, like you mentioned, Freddie, it's taken away from the run game. And when you have to play 11-on-11 football, and for people who don't understand what that means, that's now the quarterback is inserted as a runner. So you don't have numbers in your favor if you're the defense. Mm-hmm. That's difficult. We've seen it at the college level, NFL level. That's why Lamar Jackson has been so great. Josh Allen has been able to have a lot of success doing it. Michael Vick when he was playing. Colin Kaepernick when he was playing for the 49ers. It's just difficult to be able to defend everything when your quarterback is a chess piece and can be an addition to your run game. That's not what you're getting with Russell Wilson. You're not getting that. You're not getting a guy if a play breaks down or offensive lineman loses his block. You're not going to get a guy that's going to be able to elude pressure and turn a negative into a positive. Hey, sometimes your quarterback has to make things right.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Fields, with his legs, has been able to do that and cover up a lot of deficiencies on their offensive line. I just don't see that happening with Russell Wilson. Now, if he goes out there and he balls out.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you're like, hey, thank you, Russ. But I think, you know, right now, at this juncture in the season and such a big game on Sunday Night Football, I probably would have held off from this. I just would have been like, Russell Wilson's my guy. Excuse me, Justin Fields is my guy.
Mike Tomlin is an old school dude. We all know that from what we've
heard. I want to know if he promised Russell Wilson something.
Well, I'll play along. Uncle Freddie will play along with Deacon Harry. Let's say he did promise Russell Wilson something. What kind of timeline was on that promise? Was it the minute that you're healthy? I'm going to put you in there as a starting quarterback at that, or that no matter what, outside of an undefeated part of this season, you're going to be there as a starting quarterback. If any kind of promise was made, and yes, we're being facetious here for good reason, but if any kind of promise was made, it's okay to break that promise if you're Mike Tomlin. But if you believe that Russell Wilson, like I said, an old school coach of Mike Tomlin, he seems to be of the ilk that you don't lose your job due to injury, especially at that position. And Russell Wilson, maybe in the mind of Mike Tomlin, did not get enough of a chance to show that he could be that starting quarterback or get enough reps with the first team offense.
Circumstances changed, though.
I know, Harry. You're preaching to the choir. Like, believe me. I'm part of your congregation. I get it.
If he did promise Russell Wilson, like I think that's a no-no as a head coach, right? Because things change so drastically in this league, in professional sports. You shouldn't really be promising people things like that, especially when you have two guys coming in competing for a job and you know, fighting it out or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if Justin Fields went out there and he was the best quarterback in the league right now through six games and you promised Russell Wilson? Because we all know, right, what they say up north. I'm in New York right now. Word is bond, B. Your word is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to break your promise and your word because Justin Fields was out there balling out. Now, that's not the case, but still. Like, what if that would have happened?
He better hope that Russell Wilson jumps into a hot tub time machine, goes back circa 2012 or 2013. More than likely, that's not going to happen. But if you believe that Russell Wilson is your guy, then, man, Russell Wilson is under a tremendous amount of pressure to make this decision look valid, because Mike Tomlin would not put it out there that he has made substantial progress to be considered to be the starting quarterback this week. You don't put that out there if you don't believe that guy's going to be your starting quarterback. Whatever he and the coaching staff have seen from Russell Wilson is enough for them to say, hey, Justin Fields, thanks. Appreciate it. Attaboy. But we're going to go with that guy because we want him to be our starting quarterback anyway. If Russell Wilson goes out there and lays an egg, I can't even imagine what that's going to sound like Monday afternoon, Monday morning, if he doesn't perform like they believe he's supposed to on Sunday night versus
the
Jets.
But I will say this, and one of the reasons why I love Mike Tomlin is he personally doesn't give a damn what any of us have to say.
Absolutely.
Like, when it comes to fans, media, this is a guy that has stated he's not going to have knee-jerk reactions to what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he wholeheartedly feels that way. And that's a part of Mike Tomlin I do respect a lot. Because, you know, a lot of people get caught up where there's coaching or whatever it is. Or what other people think and what they're saying. Mike Tomlin's not that type of dude.
He does not have to pay attention to media or the fan base. But if it doesn't go on Sunday night and the players are grumbling.
Well, he's going to hear me.
I know he'll pay attention to you, but he'd be able to pay attention to the other 52 guys in that locker room if this doesn't go on Sunday night.
That part.
When Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback versus the New York Jets in his first start of the season. Remember, you heard that here first on Freddie and Harry. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us in the Afternoon Hustle on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you could save money and get something great. bundle today at progressive.com.
In the NFL, producing on the field is everything.
He's got a touchdown!
If you don't,
let's go, man!
People will start to notice.
Please, you have to do something.
It's time for the Freddie and Harry.
He's still on a milk carton.
Milk carton All-Stars.
Put it this way, this is an All-Star team you do not want to make, especially when one of our four horsemen, one of our producers, Devin Kane, he puts together the All-Stars that have not been on point. They've been a bunch of Slim Shadies, which means they milk the milk carton each and every Wednesday. So, Devin Kane, who made your list? Who made your All-Star team this week?
I'd just like to first congratulate the only member to make it off the list.
Okay.
We haven't been on, you know, Wednesdays have been baseball stuff, so we haven't been on, been able to do this in a couple weeks.
Right.
So, this man was on our milk carton three weeks ago?
Yeah.
Tank Dell. He is now off the milk carton. Congratulations to Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm.
He 7 receptions, 57 yards, and 1 touchdown this past week against the Patriots. Harry, question for you. Tank Dell, when he's going for that Texans team, what does he provide?
Well, number one, he's a smaller, shiftier guy. He's take the top off the defense. And having a guy like C.J. Stroud as your quarterback is very beneficial. C.J. Stroud is a guy that actually vouched for Tank Dell in that organization to draft him.
Yeah.
But he provides that speed, that quickness, being able to win one-on-one on the outside. You don't want him catching balls over the middle too much because of his frame and his size. But with Nico Collins being out right now, I think Nico Collins has 3 more games before he can return from that hamstring injury. You know, Tank Dell's going to see a lot more targets.
His nickname may be Tank, but he runs routes like a Lamborghini. He is so smooth in and out of his breaks, and the way he can create separation against man coverage or in zone coverage. Yeah, his nickname is Tank. His name should be Lamborghini. That's how smooth he is running routes for the Houston Texans.
Now, here at Milk Carton headquarters, no one wants to be at the Milk Carton.
The MCH?
Yeah, the MCH. But we welcome you with open arms if you do happen to find yourself here. So let's welcome our two new members on the list. First up, Mike Williams.
Oh.
10 receptions, 145 yards, and no touchdowns this season. Not obviously, the Jets just got a new toy in Devontae Adams, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
What does Mike Williams need to do to get off the Milk Carton if he's still on the Jets?
Well, that's what I was going to say. If he's going to get off the milk carton, it's not going to be with the New York Jets, because according to reports out there that the Jets are going to try to trade him. Now they signed Devontae Adams. Mike Williams was not at practice today. He missed it due to quote-unquote personal reasons. The only way he's going to give the milk carton is he's got to find the CFL, because nobody's coming for Mike Williams in 2024 once he is finding a way to be released by the New York Jets.
Yeah, so far in 2024, that's been one of the biggest disappointments in the NFL, in my opinion, because Mike Williams is a jump ball wide receiver. A lot of people thought it was going to make sense, but when you look at Aaron Rodgers, his career and the type of receivers he's always had, they haven't been like Mike Williams. So, and, you know, he's on the bad side of Aaron Rodgers right now, based on what happened the last two games. So he's not coming off that milk carton anytime soon. He's going to be on about 9 of them.
Welcome, Mike. our second member to join the milk carton All-Stars, Jahan Dotson.
Oh, Lord.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
He's a wide receiver. He, so far this season, 6 receptions for 35 yards and no touchdowns. Harry, why isn't he being able to get going in his new home?
Well, number one, the offense of the Philadelphia Eagles hasn't been able to get going, really. So I think collectively as a team, but, you know, it doesn't make sense to me, because when you had A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith both out, like, I don't understand why Jahan Dotson hasn't been able to, you know, be a guy that they can count on. But, hey, Howie Roseman chose to trade for him, and it's not looking like a great trade right now.
Well, I think the best explanation for why we've not seen Jahan Dotson look like that, his own teammate Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson, Eagles offensive tackle. Describe your offense.
I feel like a very concentrated offense. We do some good things. We have all this ability, but we have yet to prove, you know, that we can hit on all cylinders. So that's definitely something that's going to be on our mind. You know, I think, you know, moving forward, that's something we got to fix, especially starting fast. We haven't done that in 2 years, so push ourselves in a bind. So, yeah, this game was maybe a lot more competitive than what it needed to be, but, you know, hats off to the Browns, man. Play hard.
Other than Saquon Barkley, it's kind of hard to run an offense sponsored by Pampers. According to Lane Johnson, he said the offense is constipated. Well, everybody else not named Saquon Barkley, other than A.J. Brown coming back.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's been in diapers.
He had a great first game, A.J. Brown versus the Green Bay Packers down in Brazil.
Absolutely.
And then they massively needed them against the Cleveland Browns this past weekend. So,
exactly, yeah.
Other than that, it's been very weird to watch.
Yeah, when that offense is sponsored by Pampers, you're going to be weighed down just a little bit, according to Lane Johnson, the offensive tackle of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Huggies.
All right, let's go on to our repeat. These guys just can't get off the milk carton, man.
Repeat offenders?
Yeah, repeat offenders. These are all three straight weeks on the milk carton. Mm. Let's start with Brandon Ayuk. So far this season, 23 receptions, 351 yards, no touchdowns. Hasn't been able to get in the end zone. Harry, what's going on there?
Well, I mean, he had a good game versus the Arizona Cardinals. Haven't been able to get in the end zone. I just think at some point it's going to turn around for Brandon Ayuk. Against the Seattle Seahawks, they were able to run the football effectively. It was more so a 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends, two wide receivers type game where they featured Kyle Juszczyk a little bit more and also George Kittle. At some point, he's going to get together, trust me.
You would think.
He's going to get right.
It's going to be hard to do that against those guys called the Kansas City Chiefs. They have locked down corners in their secondary, and they can flash the wide receivers. If he's going to break out, it may not happen this week against that defense. Spagnuolo's going to make sure that if you're open, by the time you get open, the quarterback is handing the referee the ball, lying on the ground if the guy sacked him in the backfield at the throw the football away. He may be able to produce sooner than later. It's going to be later than sooner. I don't think that happens this week versus Kansas City.
All right, let's move on to Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback of the Jaguars.
Speaking of playing like he's constipated.
He plays quarterback?
He plays quarterback. Three straight weeks on the milk carton. Let me read you the stats from this past week. On its face, not terrible. 23-35, 234 yards, two touchdowns, one interception in a 35-16 loss to the Chicago Bears. The one stat that matters, though, that's very bad, is 1-5, Freddie. What's going on with Trevor Lawrence?
Freddie, can I say this really quick, though?
Feel free. Please do. Like, I need to find an answer. I don't know if I have one right now.
Maybe previous to this last game over in London that you can harp on Trevor Lawrence a lot. This game that I just watched recently, can guys catch the football? Like, Trevor Lawrence put the ball in some perfect places, and guys were dropping the ball left and right for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's like, damn, we got to be over here in London for 2 weeks.
To your point, Harry, I don't know what the hell's going on in Jacksonville. Seriously. It seems that this is a team that has no faith in itself. They don't have faith in the coach. Yep. They don't have faith in the offense. They don't have any faith in the defense. It's like as if they're waiting for the other team to make a mistake for them to capitalize. They're not making things happen. They're reacting to everything. They react to the Bears getting a lead on them. Then they finally decide to wake their behinds up and play a little football. So that's my answer. There is no answer when it comes to Jacksonville because I don't think there's any place I can put my finger on to say that's the real problem when they have so many problems that they have not been able to fix going into this week.
I would also say this, Doug Peterson, make sure you have your antennas up going over to London. Well, you're already over there. Two games in a row, you don't want to get embarrassed because what history has told us over the last few years, when coaches have a bad showing across the pond, those coaches don't have their jobs at the end of the season or when they come back from over across the pond.
All right, this guy, Hassan Reddick.
Oh, boy.
He's losing $800,000 a game check. Harry, will he be on another team this season? Will we see Hassan Reddick play football?
I don't think so because I don't know if a team wants to deal with the simple fact that Hassan Reddick wants an extension of a contract. Like, is he willing to go on a team and just play and become a free agent versus trying to demand a contract when you're going to a new place? And what you did with the Philadelphia Eagles, hey, man, listen, you're going to a new organization. You go to a new organization. Because that's another thing. Because as an Atlanta Falcon fan, I would love for them to try to trade for a guy like Hassan Reddick. But are we trading for a guy just to not be there?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Hassan Reddick is going to be the MC MVP, the milk carton MVP, because the bat representation was one thing.
Oh.
You got new representation led by Drew Rosenhaus. But why would I want you on my football team when you let it be known that you're a mercenary? That you're not going to play unless you get a new contract. It's pretty much impossible to give a guy a new contract right now because I wouldn't do that based on past events. I haven't seen you in a football field lately. I can't trust that by what I have not seen from you. So at the rate he's going, after moving on from his bad representation, having new representation, whenever he's on an NFL football field, I'll believe when I see it because right now he is the MC MVP, the milk carton all-stars MVP.
All right, let's get a couple more in here. Travis Kelce, I mean, his team's winning, so, you know, Take that for what you will. Three straight milk cartons, 24 receptions, 228 yards, and no tutties, Freddie.
He'll be fine.
Is Father Time caught up to Travis Kelce finally?
Well, yeah, it's definitely caught up to him, but he's still going to be fine. He's going to be okay. They got other weapons that him not playing well like we're used to seeing has not compromised the Kansas City offense. That's why they drafted Xavier Worthy before Rashee Rice went down. Then all of a sudden, Juju Smith-Schuster, how he played in their last football game. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Travis Kelce is going to be fine, Harry.
Well, Travis Kelce in the last matchup that they had versus the New Orleans Saints had 9 receptions on 10 targets for 70 yards. I know he hasn't found the end zone, and previous to that, he had 7 receptions for 89 yards. He is slowly but surely building up this season, and he's going to be able to get into the end zone. This is a big game versus the San Francisco 49ers. I wouldn't be surprised if Travis Kelce not only had 1 touchdown, but actually 2 of them this weekend.
Okay. Oh, save space.
All right, this one's for me.
This one's good.
Oh, man.
This one's for me, man.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
I know we're doing save space later. I thought I'd get in early here.
Sure.
Jalin Hyatt, New York Giants. I don't even know if I can call him a receiver at this point. 3 straight milk cartons. This man, 1 reception,
right.
6 yards, 0 touchdowns. He won the Biletnikoff in college.
Yeah, he did.
And I know it was for one thing. He's very fast. You know, he can get down the field. He can't even do that in the NFL. And not for nothing, and this might seem harsh, he's wearing number 13. And when you wear number 13 in a New York Giants uniform as a wide receiver, that's big shoes to fill. He's not filling them. Is my sadness justified, Harry?
100%. You're talking about a guy in college. He won the Biletnikoff Award. Also, I'm a voter for the Biletnikoff Award. That organization.
Yep.
But he never faced press coverage like that. It was always stack formations. Let's move him so he doesn't have to face press coverage. That's not the case in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to get off the line of scrimmage. He had a play this past weekend,
yeah,
a go route, and he was crying for the officials to throw a flag. And
yeah,
clearly, you just didn't win on the route.
Yeah,
it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's never good when you have the best marathon runner in your football team, because that's basically what he's doing. He's just running a marathon. He's a route runner, not a route catcher. At a certain point, just running routes and not seeing the football come your way, that's got to erode a person's confidence. But Jalin Hyatt should be a lot further.
So, shout out to these 2 Biletnikoff Award voters. Yeah.
Well, they would pay attention to us if they know it's good for them. And that's why we're Biletnikoff Award in terms of voters.
Yes, Shannon, can we help you?
Hey, look. Jalin Hyatt, he's not a milk carton all-star, right?
Yes, he is.
He's a cardio all-star because that's all he's doing out there. He's getting his cardio in on the field.
Coming to a curves near you as a Peloton enthusiast? That's what you're saying about Jalin Hyatt? Wow. Man, we are so cruel here in Freddie and Harry, the Afternoon Hustle on this Wednesday.
Nobody's exempt.
And nobody should be, especially when you're a great marathon runner as a wide receiver for the New York Giants. Hit us on Twitter anytime you want to Coleman ESPN and at HDouglas83. We'll, like Harry Douglas, we'll ask a former NFL wide receiver, how much better can Davante Adams make the Jets and Amari Cooper make the Buffalo Bills after being traded by the Raiders and the Browns, respectively? We'll get to that after Harry gives you this word from Depend.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game, and it's also yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void of Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
It's the Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tuning in. Always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. Well, Jeff Ulbrich, New York Jets head coach, the Jets are going to play Davante Adams a good amount, and they play the Pittsburgh Steelers, on Sunday Night Football. And Jeff Ulbrich said, hey, that's why we brought him here. He's going to play. He's going
to
be ready.
It's going to give us an opportunity to have more flexibility with where we move these guys around. And sometimes it'll be based upon the route concept, sometimes the matchups, you know, but it gives us a lot of freedom to play around with where these guys line and just make sure we're just moving the target. Just integrating them as fast as possible into everything that we do. You know, fortunately, I've never met him prior to him coming in yesterday. And what an amazing human being. The humility I felt on him, the great teammate I felt on him, the love for football. So excited to add this guy to our, not just to the field as a player, but to the locker room from a culture standpoint.
And that hamstring injury mysteriously was healed, because not only was he at practice today, Harry Douglas, he ran out to the practice field mere hours after the hamstring injury that knocked him out for a couple of games when he was still a member of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, all of a sudden that trade string is good to go, and Davante Adams is going to go out there on Sunday Night Football and try to put on a show. And if you think for any reason that he's not going to get the football early and often, then you're sadly mistaken. He provides Aaron Rodgers with this word, trust.
Mm-hmm.
That he's going to be in the right spot, that he's going to make the play. He can just look at him and give that little head nod, and those two guys are going to be on one accord, be on the same page. But also, like what Coach Ulbrich mentioned, it's going to allow them freedom offensively. Davante Adams can play outside, inside. You can line him up in the backfield. Garrett Wilson can play outside, inside. You can line him up in the backfield. So now it's going to make it difficult, right, for the opposing team's defensive coordinator to prepare for two guys that can beat you one-on-one. And kind of reminded me of the days when I was with Julio Jones and also Roddy White. And we used to go into games like, hey, after the first series, let's see who they're going to double and what they're going to do. And we're going to base things off of that. So there's times where Julio knew that he's probably going to have two or three catches because of what the coverage said. Mm-hmm. And Roddy was going to have the one-on-one, and vice versa. It was weeks where teams said, you know what? When we get in this red zone, we need to double Roddy, and we're going to leave Julio one-on-one. And whoever had the coverage in their favor was able to eat. And then there were also times, Freddie, where this is where Alan Lazard comes in.
Yep.
Where you have teams that want to double both Roddy and Julio, or Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams. And now Alan Lazard, as a third receiver, he's able to eat and have coverages in his favor.
If you could only bring an elixir to the problems that plague the Jets all year long, and that is just bad penalties. They are the most penalized team in the National Football League. As much as he's going to help Aaron Rodgers, and yet he's going to help Garrett Wilson, he may even help the defense that can be a bit more confident in their offense, that when they get into the red zone, they're not just going to get three, they're going to get seven. It's too bad he did not bring an elixir for those pre-snap penalties and those holding penalties that led the Jets to be, in my opinion, the most undisciplined team offensively in the National Football League. The majority of their penalties have come from the offensive side of the football. That being said, I'm not going to rain in the sunshine. That is the reuniting when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, who could not wait to exercise his get-out-of-jail-free card and get the hell out of Las Vegas and get back with his best friend Aaron Rodgers.
It's been a roller coaster for sure. It's a weird thing to say, you know, that I'm happy, but, you know, obviously it was time for a change, and this whole thing kind of transpired a little weird, but it's at the end of the day, I'm, you know, we in a better place. I think the Raiders are in a better place as well, and, you know, everybody can kind of move on. It's great just being back, being able to be with my guy. Like, first and foremost, just being able to spend time with him every day again is something that I put a lot of value on. So just having his company, but obviously having him as my quarterback again. I mean, he was part of why I am who I am and why I turned into the player, whether it's the cerebral approach, the attention to detail, you know, just learning from him and watching him operate and just how dialed in he is at all times. I feel like that has a lot to do with how I ultimately ended up being, you know, kind of functioning the way I do as a player. So it's a good deal. It's definitely good to be around him and be around the guys, and a lot of familiar faces in here, a few former Packers, former Raiders too. So it's good.
Well, I would be happy too if from 2014 to 2021 I had 615 receptions, over 7,500 yards receiving, and 68 touchdowns on 907 targets. You best to believe I'm jumping for joy. I'm excited because the situation that Devontae Adams was in Las Vegas, clearly he was upset, frustrated, especially when they traded Derek Carr down to the New Orleans Saints and did not keep Derek Carr's one of his best friends as well.
Right.
Right. So listen, the offseason, man, I see these two guys, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, at the Kentucky Derby having a hell of a time. Bourbon on me, bourbon on three. It was just a matter of time before this actually happened. I knew it was going to happen at some point. It's just a matter of time because when I looked at the Raiders' schedule and I said to myself, if they didn't start off fast, they need to be in play for that quarterback. And right now, when I look at Mark Davis and recently at an Aces game, he's seen Shedeur Sanders and had a little chat with him. Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady just got his minority stake in the team, got approved by the NFL owners.
Steps have been made.
And Tom Brady has trained Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset with Vegas because they're trying to make sure they get their quarterback.
Well, they are going to draft the quarterback. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. And I also thought it was interesting to Devontae Adams that he voided the rest of this year in terms of getting $13.5 million from the New York Jets. He's going to receive $3.5 million in salary because he wants to re-sign with the New York Jets after this year, no matter what happens with Aaron Rodgers. So it's admirable to say, I'm going to be here and we're going to find a way to make this work. And he's still a ways away from the twilight of his career, but at 31 years of age, I firmly believe Devontae Adams has at least 5 years left as an elite wide receiver in the National Football League, and Aaron Rodgers won't be around by that point, but at least you can have another quarterback coming in. When it comes to that team, the New York Jets, no matter what he brings to the table, they are still far from being a playoff team. They think they're close. They're still far away because there are way too many issues on that offensive line to lead me to believe that Devontae Adams is going to solve that problem. But the most important problem for the Jets is you got to find better to be a better disciplined football team. And that is something that's incumbent upon the coaches. And let's be honest, it's incumbent upon Aaron Rodgers. You got to start having guys realize you keep bleeping up like this and we're going to replace you. I don't care if we put a bag of balls out there. It's going to be better on the offensive line. You guys can't do your job. There's no accountability when it comes to that because nobody's fearing that they don't play well, that they could be replaced. At a certain point, you're Jeff Ulbrich and Aaron Rodgers, coach and quarterback respectively. You got to put it in their heads that if this nonsense keeps up, we got Devontae Adams, we're going to have to find somebody else because we're not going to let this go to waste just because you guys can't do your job either pre-snap or during the snap on that offensive line.
Well, that's why you have to take pride in the game that you play, right? Because discipline has to be at the forefront of everything. It's doing what you need to do even when you don't want to. You have to be disciplined across the board, and the undisciplined football teams we hardly ever see win. Mm-hmm. We hardly ever see win championships, and when you look at the New York Jets as an organization, haven't had a playoff appearance since 2010. There's a reason why. So you have to be disciplined or get on that path, or getting Devontae Adams is not going to matter.
The New York Jets, it's going to be interesting on Sunday night once again. Will it be an interesting loss or interesting win against a Pittsburgh Steelers team who – they got enough going on in their side.
Yes, they do.
I mean, Russell Wilson, I think, is going to start a quarterback. T.J. Watt, pound for pound, may be the best player in the National Football League, the outstanding defensive end. You got both of these teams that are going in different directions, but maybe a lot closer to that line when it comes to the talent of the Jets that's not been seen like we're supposed to so far, and the Steelers team that will fight you for 60 minutes. I think it's constituted. They got talented players, meaning the Jets. Are they a playoff-contending team? Nope. The only way they're going to be a contender is that they fix those problems that not even Devontae Adams or Aaron Rodgers can cure when it comes to bad penalties and bad offensive line play at times. He's Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry. Thanks for joining us on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in always to that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. Harry and I tried to warn you when it came to Caleb Williams of the Chicago Bears this year and C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans last year. But yet, both of those quarterbacks are going through the same exact thing. We'll explain that thing next. You keep it here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Arizona called 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts 1-800-327-5050. Iowa 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico called 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It is the Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. We are presented by Progressive Insurance on TuneIn as we're at SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Remember, some of you out there saying, man, that Caleb Williams, whew, what an overrated draft pick. What did the Bears think they were doing? And my, oh my, what's going on there? I'm not going to say that he's turned the corner, but it's not surprising with the kind of talent that he possessed at USC, winning a Heisman Trophy, that it will look like that early, but not look like the last 4 weeks, completing over 61% of his passes, close to 800 yards, 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions the first 4 weeks. The last 2 games, completing over 74% of his passes, 530 yards, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, and an NFL best passer rating of 129.2. It's the NFL. Why would people think he would struggle all season long with the kind of talent that Caleb Williams possessed that the Bears are willing to bet on and move on from Justin Fields?
Yeah, it's just an adjustment period that, you know, a lot of young players have to go through. Now, some players don't have to do that. When you look at a Jaden Daniels, you look at a C.J. Stroud last year, but it doesn't mean that you have to look down on another player because it may take them a little bit longer.
Sure.
Look at Jordan Love. It took him, what, 3 or 4 years before he can actually get right and be an assist to the Green Bay Packers, you know, after they decide to part ways with Aaron Rodgers. I would say this about Caleb Williams. He's now acclimated to the game. He's seeing things a lot faster. He's getting through his progressions, understanding where to throw the football. And I love the first touchdown pass that he had to Cole Kmet. You fake 2 screens, and it's all about how can you deceive the defense as a quarterback. Fake left, fake right, down the middle, wide open touchdown. And then that same dip route that we've seen Garrett Wilson, sorry, Freddie, drop on national television on Monday Night Football is a dip route that he threw to Keenan Allen for a touchdown over across the pond in London. But ball placement was everything, right? When you have a defender that's over the top of you, okay, I need to put this ball on Keenan Allen's back shoulder so he can be able to catch this and score a touchdown. But then we also seen the fade ball. The goal line fade, it's not a high percentage play for a lot of people, especially if you don't have a quarterback that can have the nice trajectory on the football or a receiver that can, you know, make that play consistently. Well, we've seen a nice goal line fade to Keenan Allen for his second touchdown. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams did a phenomenal job, not just in this game, but his last one. But he's hitting his stride now. And it's a thing of beauty to be able to see. And the Chicago Bears are 4-2 in the National Football League.
In the NFL's best division, where everybody's playing that kind of football. You got the Lions at 5-1, the Vikings undefeated at 6-0. You got the Bears at 4-2, and the Green Bay Packers at 4-2. That is clearly the NFL's best division so far in the early going of the NFL. But here's something else what you just said about Caleb Williams. The worst thing about what he's been able to do is that all the pressure on Bryce Young gets completely elevated from his owner, David Tepper. Because I guarantee you, Tepper's thinking, why couldn't that guy do that last year? Because, dude, your quarterback was not in the same position that Caleb Williams has been in. He has better talent around him. He has even better talent around him his rookie season than C.J. Stroud had when it comes to his rookie season in Houston. Because even if C.J. Stroud, plenty of us thought, man, even if he plays terrific, that's at best a 6-win team last year in Houston. They not only won the division and won a playoff game versus a hot Cleveland team coming in, but they were not afraid of the Baltimore Ravens. They gave them holy you-know-what for 30-plus minutes.
Well, they also had the right head coach and also the D'Amico right
Ryans,
play caller.
And Bobby Slowick.
For C.J. Stroud.
All those things matter. Well, Matt Eberflus has been able to see his offensive coordinator make strides just like his quarterback when it comes to Caleb Williams. But it is really dangerous to compare for anybody, especially with the Charlotte, with the Carolina Panthers, to compare Bryce Young to Caleb Williams this year, or comparing C.J. Stroud to Jaden Daniels this year when it comes to Washington Commanders. Entirely four different situations. And give three of those four quarterbacks credit how they're able to, so far with Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels this year and C.J. Stroud last year, playing that way. We don't know what we're going to see from Bryce Young. We may never see it because it was a terrible situation that he was placed in to be the face of the franchise when everything on and off the football field was falling around and falling apart around Bryce Young.
I think also when you look at Bryce Young, when you're comparing him and Caleb Williams, I think defense has to be brought up in this, and the Chicago Bears are a much better defense than what the Carolina Panthers have currently and also what they had last year in Bryce Young's rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think about that first game of the year at Caleb Williams where he wasn't great at all,
right,
but that defense was able to get an interception return for a touchdown, a block punt for a touchdown, and they were still able to have a positive outcome. That's not happening in Carolina this year. That's not – that wasn't happening in Carolina in 2023, and you had multiple voices. It wasn't one person talking to the quarterback. You had multiple people trying to, you know, do their own separate things when it came to the offensive system. So it was a complete disaster, and things start from the top down. Now, I look at Chicago right now, and it's a blessing that they're able to be in this position right now because this is an organization and a fan base that is dying and hoping and praying for some positivity when it comes to the Chicago Bears, because it gets cold in Chicago. They don't care. They're going to sit out there in them below zero temperatures and support the Chicago Bears when they're not good. But then when they win, they going to be out there with their little bonfires, tailgating, toes getting frostbit, but they're accustomed to it.
Right.
You know, me and you, Freddy, we ain't accustomed to that at all.
No, well, even as a New Yorker, I'm not accustomed to it. I'm an Eastern
Devin,
kid.
Devin, maybe, but we ain't accustomed to that. What you say? But they're looking for the Bears to be great, so they are just good, so they can support them in a major way.
Look at it this way. Harry Douglas, Freddy Coleman together, and Freddy and Harry. They get a bye week this week. Then next week, Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams part one when they play at Washington and that game at 4:25 on that Sunday.
Whoa.
Then at the Arizona Cardinals. Then a bye week, otherwise known as the Patriots. Then after that, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, San Francisco, Minnesota, Detroit. All in a row between November 17th through December 22nd. We're going to find out a lot about Caleb Williams and the Bears during that stretch.
That's why you got to get these games now. That's why you got to get these games now. So when you go through the next three, so when you go through that stretch, you're in a good place.
Yeah. And we'll see how they'll be feeling with the cold weather, if their team can stay hot and make everybody feel better for the winter. That may not be a discontent in Chicago. Man, Harry Douglas can't wait for Thursday because he believes the Saints fans will be crying once again. And plus, you get a chance to be a part of Safe Space. That's next on Freddie and Harry.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.